Lauren got her driver's license today.
Stop it.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
How does she feel?
Listen, she was just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
No.
There was no excitement.
She didn't want to celebrate?
Well, we went out to breakfast, but she didn't seem to care.
That's, I yeah, know. Exactly.
I write all of
it. Exactly. Exactly.
So it was cute, though. So usually in the middle of the day, she finishes up her classes at school, and then she goes to the technical school.
Oh, yeah.
And she doesn't like to ride the bus. So if I'm available, I'll just go get her.
Who wants to ride the bus these days?
And it's fun, too. Like, I get to see her in the middle of the day, and she's real chatty. Because by the end of the day, after practice and stuff, she's just exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's not as chatty. But
she wants to go decompress in the room.
Yeah. But when I pick her up at, like, noon, she's telling me all sorts of stuff. I just love it. She's talking about music.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I was really sad last night when I realized, like, oh, my God, you're not going to need me to come get you anymore. I know.
Oh, gosh.
So then today, right about 12:25, she FaceTimed me from the parking lot of the technical school. She was like, I got here like 10 minutes early, so I just thought I'd call you.
Oh my gosh.
You too. And she like rolled her eyes at me like, don't make this a big deal.
I was just calling you because I'm bored. And all my friends are still in school, mom.
I was so touched by it. It was
so
ridiculous.
Cute.
Anyway, hi.
Hey, guys.
This is the Witch's Magic Murder Mystery Podcast.
I'm Kara.
I'm Megan.
And Olive's chatting over here.
If you are in the Patreon, we started a Discord today. So it's another
Patreon. Electronics and all the things. I'll get the hang of
it. Yeah, I told everybody in the Discord, I was like, this must be what my mom feels like when she tries to use Instagram. I just feel like I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yes.
But I'm learning it quickly. It's fun. And I love chatting. So
it's
right up my alley as far as things to do. So we have this, it's only for Patreon members. And then we're going to have a private Janet channel within that. And that's also how we will do our watch party for the Murdoch
show. Everyone use LOLs.
Okay. So that is all I've got for pre-show information.
Olive, do you have anything to say?
She will.
She's good right now.
It's Olive. So I'm doing ghost stories again today.
Yeah, you sure are.
The people that wrote them, you can tell they put a lot of thought into writing them, which is just, I mean, I think all of them, you could tell you guys really thought about it, but these are just, I don't know.
They stood out today.
Cracked me up. Yeah. Okay. Before we get started, I want to tell you all real quick. One of these ghost stories has some adult language, which is fine with me. I just know that we don't usually have much swearing in our episodes. And so again, if you're one of our listeners who has kids that listen and you don't want them to hear that stuff, just, you know, or maybe just tell them, like, this is what I always tell my kids. You're going to hear these words. You just don't need to use these words.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The other day, Sophie was mad about something and she said, can I use 3 cuss words? And I said, fine.
That's what Ella does too. She asked permission.
Yeah.
She'll be like, can I say the B word? And I'm like, no, because I know what she's going to say it about. No, don't call people the B word.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go with this one from Brandy.
Okay.
She says, hi there, ladies. I saw your post in the Facebook group and I just had to reach out. I have been lucky enough to live in so many haunted places throughout my life.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I know.
Great.
I know.
Good for you.
I'm so jealous. I actually live in Hope, British Columbia for a while, which is one of the most haunted towns in Canada.
Stop. What?
It's also the chainsaw carving capital of the world.
No, what? What y'all doing out there?
Yeah. So I'll share 2 of my most favorite ghost stories with you. While I was living in Hope, I worked for a local attraction called Hell's Gate Air Tram, which is I love your life already.
Yeah.
It's a super haunted place in itself. So they've had many investigations done and have been featured on Ghost Hunters International.
Oh.
And I lived in the staff accommodation they offered, which is right in the middle of the Rocky Mountains.
I can only imagine.
On my first night there, I was led into my room, which had been locked for weeks since it was a shared room and all the private ones filled up first. And I set up my bedding and such. The room had 2 single beds separated by a small end table that held a lamp and a clock radio.
It's like later, you're going to camp.
I know. So I was just thinking, like, it's really tiny. It makes me curious what the job is. So probably going to need you to email and just
give us all the details.
We don't need to tell the rest of the podcast, but I want to know what you did there.
Yeah.
Why did you have to live there?
Right.
Later that night, I went to bed. I was alone for the next few days as my roommate had not yet arrived and no one else had been in the room.
Oh, gosh.
But was awoken by the alarm screeching at 3 a.m.
Oh.
I leaned over to try and turn it off, and the air around me turned icy cold.
No.
Just before my hand touched the clock radio, It flew out from the end table and smashed into the wall on the other side of the room.
What?
All the way across the room.
What?
I hadn't touched it, but it hit the wall with such force it was shattered into pieces.
Oh my gosh.
I would lose my mind.
They're like, look at me. Pay attention here.
I asked my housemates the next day if they had ever heard the alarm or heard it smash into the wall, and they hadn't heard a thing. Many other strange things happened in that house. Orbs in the hallways. Any pictures taken inside had weird anomalies in them.
Oh, my gosh.
Appliances turning on and off. And the feeling of cold spots and pressure while laying in bed. Almost like something was crawling into the bed.
No.
So it sounds like she just kept living there, and I'd be like, I cannot.
He's out.
I'll never sleep again.
Yeah.
Okay, my second story is from when I was about 13 years old or so, and I was home alone while my dad was working nights. I was watching TV in the living room, which was separated from the rest of the house by two sets of French doors. While I was sitting there, out of the corner of my eye, I saw that the French door slowly opened.
No.
I watched it happen and thought, oh, maybe it's just the house settling.
Huh, that's weird.
But as I was thinking that, the second one on the other side of the room slowly opened.
No.
Now my fight response is always so much quicker than my fear and flight responses. See, that's where we're different.
Yeah.
My fear and flight response is right there, ready to go. So quicker. Okay, I'm going to try to remember to say something about that when I finish the story.
Okay.
So her fight response is quicker. So she says to the empty room, now you cut that out and close those doors.
What?
That's like my granny right there. Now yes, just stop that nonsense.
You stop that right now.
A few seconds pass and the second door slowly closed. And then the first one slowly closed.
They're like, we didn't know you were here. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, we thought we were alone. Thank you for telling us.
Could you leave the TV on?
Maybe you scared the ghosts is what happened.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Like, you get out of here. They're like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Humans. Humans.
They're here still.
Living.
They're dead. Leave. We didn't realize she stayed.
Then she says, that weirded me out a bit. Because Brandy.
Silly girl.
Brandy has nerves of steel. She is 13 years old, you guys.
Yeah.
And she's just like, those ghosts were a little weird.
Listen, my 13-year-old gets afraid if the duck walks around the corner and she doesn't realize it. So
I'm 43. The moment I saw the first French door open, I would have been so far.
Yeah.
There'd been like a begging-shaped hole in the wall.
I'd be in the front yard. I'm safer out there in the dark.
So that weirded me out a bit. So I called my best friend to see if she wanted to sleep over so I wasn't alone. Now, in my teenage brain, I thought, let's sleep in the basement. If someone comes to rob the house, no one ever checks the basement.
That's true.
What was that noise?
Why?
Yeah. Evangeline.
She followed us
over here. The trash witch has finally made it to this building.
She followed us over here. Wow.
Okay. So we set up our sleeping bags in the rec room. A few hours after we fell asleep, I woke up suddenly and lay there wondering what had woken me up.
Uh-oh.
I was facing the TV in stereo, and as I was watching, a dark shadow.
No.
Passed in front of the display.
It didn't.
Dense enough that I couldn't see the display through it. Shadow people.
I don't like it.
I hate them. I can't stand it.
I don't like it.
It's just like the black-eyed kids.
Nope,
I cannot.
No.
I find them both fascinating.
Yeah.
I would love to do episodes on them.
No, my dad tells me all the time we should do episodes on them. And I'm like, you're
I just can't live in that
can't do it.
Story long enough.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to know too much.
I don't. Because then it's going to find me.
So she has seen the shadow. Suddenly, I got a piercing pain in my head, so I went upstairs to get some aspirin by herself at 13 after she has already seen a shadow person and had the doors open and closed.
She's just taking care of herself.
She is braver than anyone I know. As I entered the kitchen, I noticed every single cupboard was open, and the two over the side counter looked like they had this weird milk-like substance dripping from them.
Huh?
At this point, I had had enough. Well, I'm glad you have your limits, Brandy.
Yeah, finally hit a wall.
So I said to the room, again, because she is not a fear-based person. Yeah. I'd had enough, so I said to the room, enough is enough. Clean this up before my dad gets home. 13. I've never had this much,
put togetherness
in my life.
I'm 36 and I can't. She was just like, I'm not cleaning your mess up. Y'all did this.
Then she took her aspirin and went back downstairs to sleep. She was like, this better be gone when I get back. In the morning, when I came upstairs, the kitchen looked completely normal. except the one cupboard over the side counter was still open.
Oh, they were a little rebellious.
They're like, you're not the boss of me,
but I'll clean some of it up.
So I closed it and thought nothing else of it until years later, after we'd moved, my mom told me that the previous owner had died by suicide in that house, and the cupboard that had been opened was the one he had left his suicide note in, inside his coffee mug.
So he wanted you to
see it?
To see it, he's even replaying though it's probably it. Still not there.
I've had so many other strange encounters in my life, but those two are my favorite since the ghost didn't scare me, just annoyed me. I'm pretty sure I'm the only person I know who would try to fight a ghost. Agreed.
Yeah.
Hoping you and yours are all safe and well, and thank you so much for sharing your love of creepy things with the world. With love, Rachel.
Oh my gosh, Brandy Rachel.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Is that a good one?
And also the thought that he's just like, okay, but I'm ready to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to know that I'm here.
Mm-hmm. That is sad. The thing about fear that I've noticed about myself only recently as I'm working through some things is how often I make decisions based in fear.
Oh, yeah.
So this whole thing about how her first response is fight and mm-hmm. not fear, mm-hmm. I love that so
yeah.
much.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I'm really working to push away my fear yeah. response. It's weird to me when I realize how often I'm like, what am I even afraid of?
Yeah.
I had a therapist ask me that once. They're like, what are you afraid of exactly? And I'm like, listen, I don't know.
It's everything. Something.
Do you mean everybody's not like this?
What?
Okay. Let's go with the next one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things in this one that made me giggle. This one's from Kylie. Hi, Trash Witches. Taking a moment to gush on you both and say how much I love the podcast and the Facebook group.
Oh, listen, the Facebook group is like the best place.
Yeah, it's its own thing.
Safe space.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I've been a Patreon for a while now and look forward to your episodes every week.
Aww.
The pace, this makes me really happy. The space you've created genuinely feels so welcoming and comfortable.
I know.
Okay, I have ADHD. So
hey, same.
This story might be a little all over the place.
Okay, I love it. I'm here for that.
We don't know what that's like.
Megan will understand even more because she's around me all the time.
First and foremost, I have to let you know that I changed my kid's name for the story. I have a 5-year-old daughter. We'll call her Lizard Breath. When she was learning to say her middle name, Elizabeth, it came out as the Lizard Breath.
That's
oh my God.
I can't. I would let her continue to think that her middle name absolutely. Is the Lizard Breath.
My middle name is also Elizabeth. And when I was little,
Megan,
I would say
the Lizard Breath.
I would say Wizabus.
Love it.
Megan Wizabus.
I love it.
So Lizard Breath is what we affectionately call her. I also have 2-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, Jesse and Beau. Most of the story focuses on my little girl, Beau. She's technically the baby and is so damn tiny. I mean it super affectionately. I love her so much, but homegirl is miniature.
Oh, it's like Willow.
She's in the first percentile for height, is going to be 3 in June, and wears a size 5 infant shoe.
Okay, oh,
she
listen, is tiny. Willow was like that too, so don't feel bad. Willow is like 3 sizes behind my niece that's a year younger than her, and my 5-year-old niece can wear the same shoe as her, and Willow is going to be 9 this year. So you're mm-hmm. totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like as tiny as they are, they're just like feisty little spirits.
Well, that's exactly what she's going to say.
Oh, amazing.
She says, this is all important because I need you to be able to picture my mini baby and understand when I say that this child's attitude is bigger than her body.
Okay, good. I bet.
My sweet baby girl is the sassiest thing I have ever met, and most of the time, I love it. But the sass radiates off her body like an aura, and she is not afraid to stick her fat little finger out and get in anyone's face when she feels it's needed. I love it.
That's my niece, Mabel. She says, enough, when she doesn't want anybody to be around her anymore. She just throws her hands up, enough.
Oh, that's perfect.
And I'm like, yeah, you respect your space.
Set your boundaries, girl. Learn it now.
Yep.
A few months ago, the kids were playing like the mini tornadoes they are. Jesse and Lizard Breath were playing dress up builders. They wear princess dresses and build their castles with blocks.
Amazing.
And I noticed that Beau was trying to peek into the locked bottom of a bookshelf in the living room. Background info again. This is one of those IKEA bookshelves that has open shelves on the top and a cabinet on the bottom.
Okay.
The bottom is tied shut. Yes, you read that right. Tied shut with a rope. Why, you ask? Because while you may be able to baby-proof things from one kid with your standard run-of-the-mill store-bought baby-proofing kit, I assure you, my twins will laugh at it. Nothing is twin-proof in this house. They ripped the baby-proofing kit cabinet lock right off the damn doors.
Oh my gosh.
Jesse simply looked me in the eyes, took his chubby baby fingers, and pried it off like it was nothing. I love that. Like, eye contact the whole time. Yeah. Like,
I got this.
Side note, outlet covers don't work for them either. Oh, no. We literally have duct tape over the outlet in the living room. It's great. Bo keeps trying to rip open the doors that are tied together, but she can't. No big deal. After a while of her banging on the doors, though, I ask her, what's up? Why are you trying so hard to get in there? There's literally nothing for you in there.
Yeah.
This is a lie, and she knows it. That's where I keep the markers, coloring books, and other art supplies. But I digress. She looks at me and says so casually, Paba is in there.
Hmm.
My husband and I kind of eye each other, and we start trying to guess what a Paba is. As with all toddler language, the words do not always come out right. I have a literal note on my phone full of favorite baby sayings of theirs.
What?
Jesse says yub instead of yup, and I'll never correct him.
Yep.
Lizard Breath used to say cheeky no nuts instead of chicken nuggets.
Oh.
And nuffins instead of muffins. And Bo says okie okie instead of okie dokie. Okie okie.
Okie okie.
And surprise instead of surprise.
Oh, God. Keep it that way forever. I love baby talk. Yes.
So we sit here and try to guess what a Paba is. I mean, a full 20-minute back-and-forth conversation with a 2.5-year-old. I was so sure she was trying to say paper until she looked at me and said, I said no paper.
Oh,
like I'm the biggest idiot she's ever met.
Like, can you not get it?
Finally, I ask what Paba is doing, and she says, oh, he's sleeping.
Paba's sleeping. Okay.
I did one of those faces where your actual chins melts back into your double chins. See, I love this way she wrote it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense when I get to the end, because she tells us that she's a writer. And I'm like, oh, honey, I could tell.
Amazing. Yeah.
So I did one of those faces where your actual chins melt back into your double chins and your eyes get wide as hell while your eyebrows simultaneously come together and down. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
I would do that face too.
I went and untied the cabinet and asked her if she could show me Paba. She just shrugged and said, he went bye-bye. Flash forward to now. We hear about Paba at least once a day. She peeks in the crack of the cabinet doors and says hi to him.
No.
I've saged and used a mugwort smudge stick on the house. Uh-huh. Heck yeah, I've eaten smoke cleanse and everything. Specifically pushing extra smoke toward the cabinet. I also have an essential oil diffuser on top of this cabinet, which is the only safe place from toddlers and cats. Mm-hmm. And I use it for intention or spell oils. Paba is still there, so I'm convinced he's good. I did a full deep Google dive and found absolutely nothing about demons named Paba. So I think we're good. The other day, I got a wild hair up my ass and really wanted to make sure Paba wasn't the name of some toy that got lodged in there somehow. So I pulled the cabinet apart, basically. I'm asking Bo the whole time, is this Paba, holding up or pointing to various items? No, Mama, he's not there now, said in a tone like I just asked her if the sky was red.
Yeah, like why?
He's clearly not here.
Can you not tell?
I'm talking full hand on her head. Uh-huh. I'm the biggest annoyance she's ever come across. I love her.
So much sass.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm concerned that the art supplies are about to come up out of here and paint their own Ouija board on the walls. Can you drop the attitude for 3 seconds? No idea where she gets the attitude. Definitely not from her Gemini-ass mom. Side note, I'm a June Gemini, so are these tiny sassy twins.
Oh, man. Y'all are going to be in for it.
Oh, my God. I give up at this point, resigned to the fact that my daughter either has an imaginary friend or there's a ghost living in the art supplies. I'm grabbing everyone's snacks and my witchy spiritual ass is like, I should put something out for Paba so he knows I'm cool.
I guess if my kids are going to have this friend, so I'm going to
be I don't want them to make fun of me.
Yeah.
I don't want to embarrass her.
Yeah. Oh my God.
As I'm handing Bo her cheese stick, I ask what Paba would like for a snack or a present. Now remember, my kids are still in the toddler talk era. Words get messed up. Also, this is a child with an attitude bigger than her mini body can handle.
Mm-hmm.
This sassy-ass baby who has just spent the last 20 minutes dealing with my bullshit of being obsessively curious and needing to find Paba. This child looks me directly into my eyes, deep down into my soul. And with the confidence and condescension of a mediocre white man, says to me, Kylie, can we be best friends?
Yeah.
Because I can't get into this email. Okay.
Yeah.
Condescension of a mediocre white man says to me, Paba likes cheese dicks. What's great about it is with so much attitude.
Yes.
Like, Paba likes cheese sticks. Jesus, mom. Gah.
All I could do was hand my baby her cheese stick, turn around, and cackle like the old raggedy witch I am on the inside. I could not breathe.
Same.
Full snort laughing like a lunatic. All three kids and our three animals were looking at me like I'd finally lost my last shred of sanity. Maybe I have. Maybe this is just my delusion or hallucination. A ghost that lives in my art cabinet and likes to eat cheese sticks. That's basically all of my spooky baby story, ladies. I hope you find it as innocently hilarious as I did. I'm fully convinced my house is haunted, but as long as Papa is cool, he can hang around. I don't know that I'll be leaving him dick offerings, but maybe I'll leave him out a snack. I'm attaching pictures of my kids, especially the ones I can find of Beau in all her sassy glory. And she's precious.
Yes.
Fingers crossed she keeps the big attitude energy. She might be my mini youngest baby, but she's going to be watching out for others for years to come with her take no bullshit attitude. I love it.
So sweet.
1,000%. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand girls, especially a lot of us were raised to like stay quiet, follow the rules, take care of everybody. Yeah. And there's a, like, you can take care of everybody. The boys,
they're just flirting.
Oh my God.
Willow's going through that at school.
You got to take care of yourself first. Right, exactly. And that's how you take care of everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay. Then she says, we don't have to read this part, but I want to because it's sweet. Kara, the biggest congratulations on your sweet new baby. Mm-hmm. She's adorable. And hearing her little baby noises on one of the last episodes made my ovaries burst a little bit. She's beautiful. And you're honestly amazing for juggling a new baby and the podcast.
Thanks.
I 1,000% agree. Megan, a while ago on the podcast, you were saying something about how we should all stop waiting for the right time to do things and just do them. I took your words to heart and actually just finished writing a novel.
Oh my God, good for you.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And so she's asking if she could send me or send us a copy.
Yeah, since please.
Our words are what encourage her to actually go for it.
And do it.
Totally love it. Please feel free to send it to us.
Yeah.
It only felt right that two of the people who unknowingly pushed me to do this should be some of the first to read it.
Oh, good.
I know.
Why we're both kidding.
Listen, Kylie. Neither of us is emotionally stable right now. I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for changing my life and helping me realize a dream I didn't even know I had.
Oh my gosh, Kylie.
Oh, Kylie. We love you guys so much.
Yeah, so, so much.
Thank you, the two of you that sent those stories in.
Oh, they're hilarious.
They were just perfect. Yeah. I loved them. I love this 13-year-old that so brave.
Crazy.
All right, that's it. Thank you all so much for sending these stories in.
Yeah, we love them.
All right, we love you
so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.